this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. The House of Representatives has passed a bill seeking enhanced salary and allowances for judicial office holders in the country. The approved bill provides a total monthly package of 5.3 million naira for the Chief Justice of Nigeria and other justices of the Supreme Court are to earn a total package of 4.2 million, while the President of the Court of Appeal is to earn a total monthly package of 4.4 million naira. Now, that's a lot of money. Is this what is needed for the judicial system in Nigeria? Well, let's hear from some legal practitioners.
My name is Maru Mohammed Yakase. I'm a private practitioner based in Kano with offices both in Kano and Abuja. And I've been in legal practice, particularly litigation, for some between 21 to 20 years at the moment. Yes, my thought is on the increment of judges' salaries in Nigeria. It's a welcome development. It is something that will have a lot of impact on the judicial system itself. It will improve efficiency. It will improve the conditions of service of the, particularly the judicial officers, and enhance the overall judicial system. So it's a very welcome development.
But do you think this is what the judiciary system needs in Nigeria?
Yes, part of what the judiciary needs is not only the judiciary, but also every sector of public service is improvement in conditions of service, particularly salaries, packages, and allowances. And the package, as it comes, as I've read it also, on the dailies and papers, is not only restricted to salary alone. It touches wages, it touches allowance, it touches extra costs, it touches leave allowances, and a lot of things relating to the delivery of the work. The only thing we want is we hope, because this increment has to do with the federal government and those that are under the employment of the federal government and those that receive their salary from the National Industrial Court, the Federal High Court, the Court of Appeal, the Supreme Court, and the FCT High Court of Abuja. So we hope, and the State High Court judges. So we hope the Ashada Court of Appeal, Customary Court of Appeal in Abuja, we hope the development will trickle down to the states, so that the lower magistrate judges, the Sharia courts that are under the employment of the state government will curtail the move by the federal government and also improve the welfare of the lower judges.
Do you think this will make change in fighting corruption and maybe speeding the cases in the court?
Of course it is, because when judges are like all of us Nigerians, they go to the same filling station to buy fuel. They enroll their children in the same school, enroll our children. They go to the same market. Their life is restricted. They don't earn anything. They don't engage into any other business apart from the salary and the packages they have to. And their interactions and businesses are limited by the law. They can't just, they just cannot just go anywhere. You cannot just go to any market just like that. So I think the improvement in the salary structure and the package will reduce a lot of temptation and pressure on the judges and improve their working conditions, and will go a long way in reducing the allegations of corruption, which is mostly due to lack of proper condition of service and the good salary is what leads to absolutely to corruption. But apart from this, what the judicial system in Nigeria needs is the autonomy we have been talking about, the judicial autonomy. There are a lot of court cases about it. The judiciary has been on strike and a lot of things. And up till now, the judiciary is not fully independent. That is the only thing that remains, that autonomy, granting the judiciary their full autonomy.
My name is Lord Isaac, a private legal practitioner based in Jos. Just from what I read from in the press, the increase affects only High Court judges, Court of Appeal judges, and Supreme Court judges. And in Nigeria, if you take 100% of the cases that we are being handled by courts, about 75 or 70% are being handled by lower courts. By lower court, I mean area courts, magistrate courts, and other Sharia courts. Those are the courts that are closer to the common man. They are the courts that are easy to institute action before them, because you can walk into the registry without the assistance of a lawyer, and you can file your case, and the registry will take your case and they will listen to you. So the bulk of the cases are at the doorsteps of those courts, and they are not affected by this increase. So the increase is just for those higher courts, I mean, by those on the bench, that is High Court judges, Court of Appeal, and Supreme Court.
Okay, are you trying to say that this increase will not affect or fast forward the cases in Nigerian courts?
The issue of speedy dispensation of justice is something different, because in most courts in Nigeria nowadays, the judges take proceedings in long handwriting. They write whatever you say, and they have to wait for you to finish. You have to wait, if you are giving evidence, you have to wait for the judge to finish writing what you said before you say the next thing. So the proceedings is very slow. And if what is most needed is not the increment per se, but to digitalize and computerize the taking of proceedings of judges, I mean of witnesses and lawyers, making whenever they are making submissions, to computerize it so that whatever they say, you keep on flowing. And the judge,
that means
they
need technology in judiciary.
Technology in judicial system. We have to digitalize everything so that at least whatever you're saying will be there for the judge whenever he wants to review what you say, and for his own judgment.
Will this increment tackle corruption?
Corruption in the judicial system is not always the fault of the judges. In blaming those behind corruption in the judicial system, I would rather blame the citizens and also some of the lawyers who usually approach.
Okay, sir, this increment, what changes do you think it will make in the judicial system?
Yes, the changes is that it will ease the work of the judges, because the judges need motivation for them to be doing their work very well. But like the way some are thinking whether this increment will reduce corruption in the judicial system, corruption in the judicial system is not the fault of the judges, it's the fault of the citizens who normally go after judges whenever they have a matter seeking for favors. So some judges have shock absorbers to resist whatever they have been offered. Some doesn't have it. Maybe if you meet a judge at the wrong time and you offer something that he really needs it, he may accept it, and that may affect the issue of corruption. But like I said, it will increase the speedy or the work rate of the judges, because they know they are being paid adequately, and they'll make sure that they justify the money they are being paid.
Those are some legal practitioners there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about what impact the increase in salary for Supreme Court justices has for the Nigerian judicial system. And before we went on break, we heard from some legal practitioners who shared their thoughts. The call for speedy justice system has been clamored for. But is this the right time for salary increase? A public affairs analyst has a chat with us.
My name is Dr. Emmanuel Bashai. I live in Abuja. So I think it's a very good step in the right direction that government has taken. The judicial officers are in a very, very critical position in our nation, where the justice system depends on their credibility to remain the last hope of the common man. So with an increase in their salaries and an attention to their welfare, It simply means it will help them to focus on the core job which they have to do and not worry about what their welfare would be like and have to be tempted to become corrupt because they have what it takes and they have what it takes to take care of their needs and be able to still focus on their job.
Studying the situation of the judicial system in Nigeria, do you think this is the best the system needs at the moment?
Definitely, I think it is, because the judiciary has not had the best of outlook, especially in the last couple of months, with the kinds of judgments that we've seen, we saw in the election tribunals and all that, and the level of unpredictability in the judicial system. So this is definitely a step to ensure that the kind of money-backed justice system that we have seen being displayed will be curbed a great deal, because these guys are now better taken care of and they have no reason why they should be corrupt because they have what it takes to live a good and decent life.
What do you think the judges now should focus on?
Focus on giving justice. Focus on the core mandate of which they have been assigned by God and man to do. Be predictable. If somebody steals a chicken, this is punishment. Somebody steals this is punishment. Let there be predictability of consequence, so that we don't go and use so many other things that someone who is clearly guilty of something is not guilty anymore because some people have gone to use some technical and some jingoism, as you may call it, to overturn what is supposed to be wrong. Let wrong be wrong. Let right be right. It doesn't matter who is involved. So now they need to focus more on delivering justice to Nigerians, giving justice to who is he that commits the crime should pay the time. It's as simple as that. And they should have the courage and the boldness to be able to do justice no matter what.
That was Dr. Emmanuel Bashayi, Public Affairs Analyst, speaking. Well, God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.